My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Friday, March 5th. The Yankees were in Tampa today and played the Tigers, played them to a 1-1 tie. So some pretty good pitching performances on the day, including one by Domingo Germán. We've detailed his story pretty thoroughly over the first few weeks of spring training. This is his first time out in game action since September of 2019. Germán threw two innings, allowed just one hit, didn't walk a batter, and struck out four. Really sharp with the curveball, really good changeups early in spring training. That's a plus when you're talking about it from the pitching side. Michael King also threw two scoreless innings for the Yankees as well. These are guys who are going to compete for time and will get starts for the Yankees during the course of the season. Just how many? Well, that's something left to be played out. We'll see how Germán progresses through the spring, and if he is the top candidate, maybe along with Davey Garcia, for the fifth starter spot, and we'll see how they go over the course of the spring. Obviously, the layoff for Germán is a factor, and we'll see how that affects him as he builds his stamina through the spring and how he looks. But for the first outing, it looked pretty good for Domingo Germán. Other big story for the Yankees today was Aaron Boone speaking to reporters for the first time since his surgery on Wednesday, in which he had a pacemaker installed, the heart procedure, in which Boone sent out a positive message in the day on Wednesday when everybody first learned about this, and has been nothing but positive vibes since then for Boone, who was released from the hospital on Thursday, and he is close to rejoining the Yankees. He's actually just waiting to go through the intake process for COVID protocols again, since he left the team, went to the hospital, and came back, and making sure he's cleared that before he's able to rejoin the team. But he feels good and sent a lot of positive vibes on how he's feeling since the procedure. This was Aaron Boone, a few minutes of what he had to say today, message to fans and everybody else who's wished him well, and some thoughts on the process, which, as he describes it now, probably wasn't as routine as he made it sound the other day when Aaron Boone had an open heart procedure back in 2009. It was actually quite serious and a more complicated procedure than this one, but that was one that he kind of knew was coming at some point during his lifetime. It just so happened it was going to be then. The initial heart problem that he had was congenital and first discovered when he was still a teenager as a freshman at USC. So fast forward to 2009, the idea that procedure was coming up was not a surprise. This one kind of was. And Boone will describe for you kind of the process that led up to it and how he's feeling right now.
You know, just wanted to thank everyone that's reached out to me, prayed for me. The support over the last couple of days has been overwhelming in a lot of ways, and I'm so grateful for it. And grateful for the Yankees that have been really supportive through this, and just been there to whatever I need. So I feel great. I think I've touched base with some of you guys, but I can't believe how good I feel. It makes me really glad that I got this done, because I certainly the last couple of months have not felt anywhere close to how I felt this morning, even yesterday morning getting out of the hospital. So really excited about it, excited to get back. And but really just wanted to extend my gratitude to everyone who is, I've heard from so many people the last couple of days, and that's been really touching and humbling, and I'm just really appreciative of that. Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I did some things and went and started getting tested because there were some signs there that I wasn't feeling the way I should be. But I think now that I've got this, it's made me realize that, man, I wasn't feeling good. Just energy level, just not myself. And, you know, I feel like I had to reach for it every day in a way. And yesterday waking up and even more so today, I just feel kind of ready to go and ready to kind of tackle things. And honestly, sitting here, it's different than it was a couple days ago and probably for the last few months. I'm probably a little more up to speed and educated on matters of the heart than most people, just because I've been through a lot in that area. And I think the biggest thing that helped me with it is I've always kept in touch with my cardiologist in California that first discovered this in college. So I've had now probably a 30-year relationship with Dr. Lurie in California, who I can call and talk to like a friend about anything. And he really put me at ease. He said, you know, this will be a pretty straightforward, simple procedure, nothing like you've been through in the past. And it works. It'll work right away. You'll notice. And he was right. So, yeah, I feel great. Certainly a lot different than going through what I went through in 2009 and the road back from that. Yeah, this is different. This is not something I was expecting, or this just kind of sprung up. And now as I sit here and the way I'm feeling right now and trying to kind of look back over the last few months, you know, obviously this is something that has probably been slowly coming on in some way, probably going back before even a couple of months, where in my mind I was, you know, just had the lower energy. But I'm really, really excited about how I feel right now. You know, I think I'm ready to be in the dugout, but look, I'm not in any hurry. You know, I feel like I can get a lot done and you know, accomplish a lot just by being there. I'm grateful that and lucky in that, you know, I'm sure a lot of managers think they have a really good coaching staff and support staff, but I have the utmost confidence in our guys. And you know, one of the things that I try and do, and the reason I do it is because I have so much faith in our coaching staff, is, you know, I let Marcus and PJ, they are in charge of the hitters and run that. And I have complete faith in that. Same with, you know, Matt Blake and Mike Harkey and with the pitchers and, you know, Mendy stepping in and running things, like we're in good hands there. And, you know, with Nevin and Reggie and what they do on the bases, like I know we're going to keep on moving. And, you know, the biggest issue, especially in spring training, is if Mendy has to miss any time. If Mendy has to miss any time, then we're in trouble. Like me being out a couple of days, you know, probably some of my coaches are like, hey, he's out of my hair for a couple of days. So, but we're in such good hands. But we'll see what, what comes in the next couple of days. I think maybe I'll be on the bench, but just being there and having some of the conversations that I need to have will be important. Yeah. I don't think it's stress related at all. I think it's just something that kind of came on and happens and congenital, as you put it. Yeah. My understanding is my way of life or anything moving forward or leading up to this point, we're not contributors. You know, I like to ride the Peloton and the last couple of months I've been not as durable on the bike. So hopefully I'm looking forward to getting back on there to see if I can do a normal ride and up my ranking on the Peloton, because it's taken a hit here lately.
So good news for Aaron Boone, how he's coming through this process. I wanted to highlight Carlos Mendoza here, the Yankees bench coach, entering his second season in that position, is in charge of running spring training. And he is also the guy who's been running the team, acting manager, during this course of spring training while Aaron Boone is away. A lot of trust is placed in Carlos Mendoza from certain players that he's worked with, from other coaches. And he actually had a chance to interview some managerial openings last winter, interviewed with the Red Sox and the Tigers. And I had heard some pretty good things about those interviews and how they went for Mendoza. He is a guy that is going to get more managerial interview opportunities. And Ryan Cashman thinks it's even more than just opportunity, more than interviews. He's going to get a chance to manage a big league team. I asked Cashman about Mendoza's attributes and his future as a big league manager.
I think the industry recognizes who Carlos Mendoza is. You know, we started getting a number of managerial requests on him. And obviously, he took his shot at, you know, the managerial spots up in, you know, Boston as well as Detroit, and they went other directions. But Carlos is extremely talented, extremely organized, bilingual. You know, the players trust him. You know, he's a superior candidate for the next chair, you know, within the industry. And we're fortunate right now that he's here. And he served us well every step of the way in every capacity he served us. He's obviously, you get nervous when you have somebody, you know, I remember I've been around a long time now. So when Mark Newman was running major league spring training, for essentially being our camp coordinator under, you know, back in the day for Joe Torre, you know, then we transitioned to Rob Thompson for an extended period of time after Mark Newman. And when we transitioned from Mark to Rob, there was a great deal of trepidation. And when we transferred from Rob to Carlos, there was a great deal of trepidation because those prior people were so good at what they did and camps ran seamless. And it's a real, a real fortune for the New York Yankees that obviously Mendy allowed that transition to go without skipping a beat. Clearly, he is organized. He is extremely knowledgeable. I don't know if anybody works harder than Carlos Mendoza, and his ceiling is extremely high. So I was bracing myself if we lost him. It's one of those situations where it's almost like you put one of these players on the waiver wire and you're like, man, when I called Greg Allen and told him we designate him for assignment, for instance, and it's like, listen, we acquired you. This was not the intent, but I'm selfishly hoping that we retain you, but I know privately you're hoping you go somewhere else. And same thing when you deal with these coaches that interview for higher positions and like you brace yourself to losing somebody like a Carlos Mendoza because they're almost impossible, you know, quality talent to replace. And they're thankful selfishly when they're still here. But his day is coming without a doubt. He is going to manage a major league team, and I think he's going to be really good at it.
It's always a good thing when your coaches are in demand. You see it in football a lot with the offensive and defensive coordinators of successful teams. You see it in basketball, assistant coaches. It's a little more different path than baseball, but when you have coaches who are thought of as very good coaches and have the opportunity to interview for other jobs, well, then you know you've got a pretty good system, a pretty good setup. And Brian Cashman didn't hide it. He believes that Carlos Mendoza isn't going to be a Yankee for much longer, that he believes he's going to get a chance to get a managing job at some point over the next couple of years. If you are new here, make sure you check us out. All the links we tweet out at Yankees WFAN. That's my Twitter. But our new page is up on all your podcast platforms, on radio.com, on Apple Podcasts, the WFAN Baseball Insiders. If you subscribe there, you'll get my reports and Ed Coleman's Mets reports delivered to you nightly. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.